Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Verse 6. Wow, this is a good one. Well, all of them have been good. Well, I got two more. I got some more scriptures here, but wow, this is a good one. Y'all ready? Malachi 1:6 says, "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master." Now listen to this. "If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master," listen what he's asking for, "where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests," listen to this, "that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? They have taken the glory of God and given it to corruptible men." Wow. Don't be a part of that. What we need to do is make God's name holy and reverent as He say it is. Help stopping these men from puffing themselves up. Let's stop the divide of clergy and laity in the church. We are all equal. And if a pastor or a person has trouble without you calling them this name, that shows you where they are. It shows you they're so puffed up, they're so ingrained, and the Bible says, beware of them. Jesus gave the warning and said, beware of them because they love the salutations. They want the praises of man rather than the praises of God. They could care less what God wants them to do. As long as you're addressing them by these names and titles and making them and puffing them up, they're okay. But when you start to do what God says and make it all equal on level ground, there's a difference. Proverbs 22:1 says this, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold." Psalms 29:2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Psalms 29:2, that is beautiful. Psalms 29:2, "Give the Lord the glory due unto His name." Stop giving it to man. Now, that's going to cause for us to rethink about what we do. I know this may have been a tough teaching for you, but I pray that you have took the scriptures down. Go home and study this and say, "Lord God, I'm seeking your face for this. This is foreign to me. This sounds weird. But Lord God, open my eyes that I may see what you have me to do, and then make the adjustments." And God will bless you. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, I just thank you for your word that has gone forth tonight. And Lord God, I didn't want to bring it, but Lord God, you wouldn't let me move from this position. I don't know why, but Lord God, I wanted to do something different, but you said you will preach on my name. And Lord God, I've submitted unto you tonight and given your people your word. Lord God, it is my prayer that they do not take my word for it, but I pray that they seek your face, take the words, the scriptures that were given to them tonight, and let them search their hearts with that word. And Lord God, speak to them. And Lord God, as you said in your word, let us not be hearers only, but doers as well. Lord, we just thank you for everyone that came out tonight. Lord God, no doubt overcoming many obstacles, many doubts. But Lord God, they persevered to hear a word from you tonight. And I can stand and say that's exactly what we all heard tonight, a word from you. So bless us as we go our separate ways and until we meet again. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.